Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. You can sit back and let the songs to come wash over you. Or you can sit up a little straighter and listen a little more attentively, because these are songs that give you the wit of Ira Gershwin.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
No songwriter was ever fonder of the sheer sound of language than Ira Gershwin. He might turn out a lyric just to show off his ability to rhyme, while in another song he'd write a lyric that was almost the absence of a lyric, except for the rhyme. In the process, he gave us a lesson in lyric writing, packing in those rhymes in the space of 32 bars, or a tongue-in-cheek poke at what he did for a living. In both cases, he left just enough room for love, the sine qua non of just about every song. For Ira, it was anything to keep the language alive, to find a way to say I love you without saying I love you. That was the trick. That, and to make love dance and sing rather than walk and talk. From 1938, Bobby Short with George and Ira's I Love to Rhyme, and then from 1931, David Craig, Blah Blah Blah.
There are men who in their leisure love to fish for salmon. There are others who get pleasure when they play backgammon. General Grant loved to smoke. Mark Twain loved to joke. Radio comics love to pun. But the thing I do is much more fun. I love to rhyme. Mountaineers love to climb. Criminals love to crime. But I love to rhyme. I love to say, gay day, may, hey, hey, chuckle, knuckle, nickel, fickle, pickle. I love to rhyme. Variety, society, propriety, there's no stopping when you've begun. Capacity, veracity, audacity, did you ever know such fun? I love to rhyme, and wouldn't it be sublime? One day it could be that you rhyme with me.
My technique can't be wrong. I learned it from the screen. I hope you like it. I studied all the rhymes that all the lovers sing. Then, just for you, I wrote this little thing. Blah, 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 boo. Blah, 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 croon. Blah, 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 love. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, merry month of May. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, neath the clouds of gray. Blah, 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 your hair. Blah, 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 your eyes. Blah, 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 care. Blah, 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 skies. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, cottage for two. Blah, 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 darling, with you. Tra la 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 la, cottage for two. Blah 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 blah, darling, with you.
Bobby Short, I Love to Rhyme, and David Craig, Blah Blah Blah. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. Ira Gershwin's passion for language began when he discovered the lyrics of W.S. Gilbert. As a young man, he wrote light verse, and as a lyricist, he soon became the prestidigitator who made wit serve romance, even in some of his most straightforward love ballads. You certainly heard it in his more playful songs. Those irreverent love songs with a twist. Maybe the twist meant turning emotion topsy-turvy. Maybe it meant a surprisingly topsy-turvy way of saying the predictable. An example of each. Ronnie White and Travis Hudson sing I Don't Think I'll Fall in Love Today, and Nat King Cole follows with Embraceable You.
Think of what love leads to, maybe to marriage,
maybe divorce,
into a jam love speeds to,
it may be nature's course,
but we mustn't be like the other sheep,
better far if we look before we leap.
Perhaps it's better after all, if we don't answer nature's call.
Who knows if we agree?
I like you.
Oh, I like me.
I don't think I'll fall in love today. When evening shadows creep, I like dancing.
I like sleep.
I don't think I'll fall in love today.
But it would be fun to bring your carpet slippers.
When the dinner bell would ring, to cook.
I could look in a book.
I don't think I'll fall in love today. Love is a fever chronic. We can avoid it. Why take a chance?
Safer to be platonic. Why burn up with romance?
Adam without Eve, happiness unknown. So suppose we leave well enough alone.
Imagine signing up for life, then finding peas roll off his knife. You sleep with window shut.
Window shut.
Charming, but I don't think I'll fall in love today. Did you pick that cravat?
I did that.
Here's your hat. I don't think I'll fall in love today.
It's as clear as ABC, we're not agreeing. Incompatibility, the judge would be decreeing. When all is said and done, dear, we two would never make one. Let's, oh, let's not fall in love today.
Sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I warn my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you.
From the 1928 score to Treasure Girl, Ronnie White and Travis Hudson, I Don't Think I'll Fall in Love Today. And from the 1930 score to Girl Crazy, Nat King Cole, Embraceable You. Ira's lyrics take their lead from the world they live in, whether it's the slang that chirps in and out of your ears on Manhattan's busy streets, or a premise that's only slightly larger than what we'd come to expect in our daily lives, circa the 1920s. You're lonely? Take out an ad. But first figure out what it needs to say. A practical solution to a problem requires you to muse reflectively. It's the double dose that makes the song so winning. Kiri Takanawa sings Boy Wanted.
I've just finished writing an advertisement calling for a boy. No half-hearted Romeo or flirt is meant. That's the kind I won't employ. Though anybody interested can apply, he must know a thing or two to qualify. For instance, to have a ghost of a chance, he must be able to dance. The sort of boy wanted must have a smile. Boy wanted lovable style. He must be tender and true. And if he knows what to do, I think I'll learn to love him very soon. I want a morning, night, and afternoon. So if you know of one who's wanting employment, just tell him that I'm wanting a boy to be the boy of my choice. He's got to own a Rolls Royce. father him with tender care. If I could find a multimillionaire. So if you see one dining at the Savoy, then just tell him that I'm wanting a boy. I won't have anyone small. He must be handsome and tall. I said a boy wanted beautifully dressed. Boy wanted trousers well pressed. He must have wonderful eyes. He must wear wonderful ties. I want a boy who'll always look as though he's only just stepped out of Savile Row. So if some Paris wants a Helen of Troy, then just tell him that I'm wanting a boy.
From the 1921 score to A Dangerous Maid, Kiri Takanawa with Boy Wanted. Setting words to George Gershwin's short, scrappy bursts of sound, taught Ira how to make comic sense while undermining love's most familiar cliches. He especially liked to squeeze a word or lop off a syllable or two. The pop in the words matched the bounce in the music. The slang of the flappers liked to drop the ends of words. Things weren't fabulous, they were fab. Especially when Ira turned otherwise conventional songs into something inventive, clever, and young. He also pulled the same trick on whole sentences as a lover tries to get the words out. Bobby Short sings Swonderful, and Ronnie White and Travis Hudson follow with I Mean to Say.
Don't mind telling you, in my humble fash, that you thrill me through with a tender pash. When you said you care, imagine my emotion. I swore then and there, permanent devotion. You made all other girls seem blind. Just you alone filled me with wonderful, it's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful. That you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I love to see. My dear, it's four-leaf clover time. From now on, my heart's working overtime. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me.
Say,
you mean
it's plainly seen, my dear,
that you, not I,
that we. Oh, I'm so green, my dear. Why, oh, why must I keep stuttering like this, muttering like this,
fluttering like this?
I mean to say,
you mean.
That's it. That's what I mean, my dear.
Haven't you a lot of things to say to me?
Feel a little dumb. Words just will not come.
Won't you make December seem like May to me?
how can I impart all that's in my heart?
If you'd only make your feelings clear to me.
Gosh, I'll do my darndest. Lend an ear to me. I mean
it's plainly seen, my dear,
that we
oh, I'm so green, my dear.
Why, oh, why must I keep stuttering like this, muttering like this, fluttering like this? I mean,
I love you, that's it, that's what I mean, my dear.
From 1927, Bobby Short's Wonderful, and from 1929, Ronnie White and Travis Hudson, I Mean to Say. A romantic roamer finally meets the right person and decides to stay put, pausing only long enough to contemplate the wasted days and months before they met. Is it a bit of melancholy to anticipate a moment of joy? You might think so, but Ira Gershwin has something else up his verbal sleeve, a remembrance of all the things they were doing apart. The sense of waste lingers in George's melody and in the title, but Ira softens it with witty invention as Karen Akers sings, "Isn't It a Pity?"
Why did I wander here and there and yonder, wasting precious time for no reason or rhyme? Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a crime? My journey's ended, everything is splendid, meeting you today has given me a wonderful idea.
Karen Akers' Isn't It a Pity? Wit and emotion aren't supposed to blend easily. It takes a rare mastery of craft to pull it off. Not wit merely to soften the sadness, not melancholy only to give the wit a serious side, but a true blending, as if to say you'll survive no matter how much it hurts, to show how the wit may help you pull through. As Ella Fitzgerald sings, "But Not For Me."
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hope, alas, and all so lackaday. Although a fool
From the 1930 score to Girl Crazy, Ella Fitzgerald, But Not For Me. Just as George and Ira were joined through brotherly affection, so their songs were joined by Ira's ability to bend English to George's music. Part of his wit lay in the way he played with the words themselves to wed them to George's truncated musical line. The line is not, "the first time I met you." It's a beat, "and then the first time I met you." It sounds pedantic to explain, but when you hear it sung right, you hear the song's bubbly ebullience, the lovers' delight in themselves and one another, and most of all, Ira's witty attention to turning words into lyrics. Emily Lesser and Andy Taylor, That Certain Feeling.
You're regular, you are. I can always tell. I get hunches about people when I meet them.
Do you?
Sure.
Well, so do I. I had a hunch I liked you the moment...
The moment you met me?
No, the moment you kissed me.
Knew it from the start, love would play a part. Felt that feeling come a-stealing in my lonesome heart.
It would be ideal if that's the way you feel. But tell me, is it real?
That certain feeling, the first time I met you, I hit the ceiling, I could not forget you. You were completely sweet, oh what could I do? I wanted phrases to sing your praises. That certain feeling, the one that they all love, no use concealing, I've got what they call love.
Symptoms too, just the same as you. When they centered, when they entered in my heart, I knew. Brighter is the day since you've come my way. Believe it when you hear me say, you gave me that certain feeling the first time I met you. Not forget you. I felt it happen just as you came in view. Grew sort of dizzy, thought, gee, who is he? That certain feeling, I'm here to confess it, is so appealing, no words can express it. I cannot hide it, I must confide it. I'm feeling that feeling too.
From the 1925 score to Tiptoes, Emily Lesser and Andy Taylor, That Certain Feeling. listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. Sometimes all it took to get Ira going was a single sound. In this lyric, he celebrates the happiness of being in love by turning sounds and then slang into sense. Oh, gee, oh, joy, from a sound to a word, from recognition to emotion. Then the conversational question, because why, to the irresistible clincher, because I am in love. How's that for youthful high spirits and the linguistic hijinks that make it so? As Francis Gershwin sings, Oh, gee, oh, joy.
Oh, gee, oh, joy, the birds are singing. Because why? Because I am in love. Oh, gee, oh, joy, the bells are ringing. Because why? Because I am in love. And although I may seem in a dream, I never was so happy. Folks complain I'm insane because I act so sappy. Oh, gee, oh, joy, the birds are singing. Because why? Because I am in love. Hi-ho, but isn't love great? Gee whiz, yee-bo, I'm willing to state it is. Don't know who the chap was who first began it, but it's the only thing on this planet. Oh, gee, oh, joy, the birds are singing. Because why? Because I am in love. Oh, gee, oh, joy, the bells are ringing. Because why? Because I am in love. And although I may seem in a dream, I never was so happy. Folks complain I'm insane because I act so sappy. Oh, gee, oh, joy, the birds are singing. Because why? Because I am in love.
From the 1928 score to Rosalie, Francis Gershwin with O Gee O Joy. A fair number of Ira's most ebullient and playful lyrics serve the moment when somebody falls in love. In this song, somebody's fallen after a very long time, though the title feels hesitant, as if he doesn't want to claim too much too soon. By the end of the verse, he can't resist crowing that he's the happiest man alive. That title gives Ira what he needs for the song's wordplay. Things are looking up, he wrote, since love looked up at me. This is Fred Astaire.
If I should suddenly start to sing, or stand on my head or anything, don't think that I've lost my senses. It's just that my happiness finally commences. The long, long ages of dull despair are turning into thin air, and it seems that suddenly I've become the happiest man alive. Things are looking up. I've been looking the landscape over, and it's covered with four-leaf clover. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. Bitter was my cup, but no more will I be the mourner, for I've certainly turned the corner. All things are looking up since love looked up at me. See the sunbeams, everyone beams just because of you. Love's in session and my depression is unmistakably through. Things are looking up. It's a great little world we live in. Oh, I'm happy as a pup since love looked up at me. Of you. Love's in session, and my depression is unmistakably through. Oh, things are looking up. It's a great little world that we live in. Oh, I'm happy as a pup since love looked up at me.
From the 1937 score The Damsel in Distress, Fred Astaire, Things Are Looking Up. It isn't always playful or fun. We think of wit as an inventive use of language, but its origin is the same as the word for wisdom. The sense of playful surprise is still there, but it serves something deeper. An adult reads a newspaper in troubled times. Everything seems to be collapsing around him, and there isn't a thing he can do about it. The lyric begins, "The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend." And then comes the perfectly witty word, "The world and all its capers, and how it all will end." It's the word that brings irony to bear and somehow makes things manageable. The one thing permanent, of course, is love. This is Patrick Ahern.
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend. The world and all its capers, and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean in the way. It's very clear. Our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. Love is here to stay, together we're going a long, long way.
Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
From the Goldwyn Follies, Patrick Ahern, Love Is Here to Stay. The next two songs are notable for their cleverness and their mastery. Listen for the rhythms of ordinary talk and the perfect way Ira bends them to the music. Like all his best lyrics, each contains a full complement of small, satisfying surprises. Judy Garland, How Long Has This Been Going On?, and Bing Crosby and Peggy Lee, I've Got a Crush on You.
Listen, you tell me, do how long has this been going on? Dear, when in your arms I creep, that divine rendezvous, well, don't wake me if I'm asleep. Let me dream that it's true. Kiss sake, how long has this been going on?
No such Sanger Fest as this would be complete without a little Gershwin, and that's what we have is a little Gershwin. I've got a crush on you. Peg, could you start it for us?
I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh.
I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion.
Could you come, could you care for a could share.
The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you.
Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share the
world. We'll pardon our mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you.
From the 1928 score to Rosalie, Judy Garland, How Long Has This Been Going On? And from the 1930 score to Strike Up the Band, Bing Crosby and Peggy Lee, I've Got a Crush on You. This clever song is a pronunciation game with a playful tug of class conflict just beneath it. Potato and potato are a likable joke, but which you say also tells us which side of the tracks you come from. Ira lays out the mock conflict and saves the reversal and punchline for the end, when the squabbling lovers finally get to what matters. Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off.
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat, 'cause you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It's plain to see we two will never make one.
Something must be done.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
You say laughter, and I say laughter. You say after, and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like Havana, and I like Havana. You eat banana, and I eat banana. Havana, Havana, banana, banana. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like oysters and I like oysters, I'll take oysters and give up oysters. No, we, no, we need each other, so we better call the calling off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
From the 1937 score to Shall We Dance, Fred and Ginger, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. Ira's witty invention takes many forms. You hear a variety of voices, a range of sophistication, any number of different people of different ages. Here's a couple of youngsters who sound even younger than they are, floating in the bliss that follows lovemaking. There's one line in particular to listen for, about a pillow. The song is charming and sweet. You won't sigh and you won't laugh because Ira wants you to smile. Emily Lesser and Andy Taylor, Nighty Night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on this boat, and I've got to stay here all night without a chaperone.
But say, this is terrible. If you stay here all night, they'll say you're a this, that, and the other.
I don't care what they say.
Well, they've got a cabin made for me, and you can sleep there.
What about you?
Me? Well, I can sleep out on deck. I've got a cot and everything.
Do you want your pajamas?
No, I'm leaving them for you. Say, I wish you'd come back and tuck me in, and then I'll do the same for you.
No, I think we better say goodnight. It isn't good for one to stay up late, and so I think you better go, don't you?
I know it isn't good for one to stay up late, but gee, I'll bet it's great for two.
Tomorrow morning you must start to work and win, and nothing, dear, must interfere.
Well, if you think that it is really for the best, I'll try to get some rest, my dear.
If you count up to 1,000 sheep, I am certain you will fall asleep. Nighty night, little boy, good night.
Nighty night. So I guess I'd better go to bed. Although I realize I'll only toss and roll and keep awake the whole night through. For when she's near me, all the world is filled with dreams, and somehow now it seems I'm blue. What a happy chappy I should be if I thought that she would dream of me.
Nighty night, little boy, good night.
Nighty night.
Are you asleep?
Yes. Are you?
Sure. Aren't you coming out to tuck me in?
Mama, I want a drink of water.
You can't have a drink of water. Now you've got to go right to sleep, because you've got to start in making a new fortune tomorrow, and I'm going to take care of you so you can do it. Go to sleep. Goody, goody, good night.
Goody, goody, good night.
Goody, goody, good night. Sleep tight.
From The Score to Tiptoes, Emily Lesser and Andy Taylor with Nighty Night. Though Ira and George wrote together for only 14 years, they produced a large body of superb songs, most of them given life in large part by the inventiveness and wit of Ira Gershwin. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.